This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, this is Frida Liu. You're listening to Open for Business. What started in 2010 in Malaysia and now exported around the world with durian and durian products was beyond the wildest dreams of Leron Yee. In fact, he sold nearly 300,000 yuan worth of durian products in 10 minutes thanks to the internet. How is this business doing since the pandemic? We'll have to find out. Of course, I'm speaking to Leron Yee from D King. So we have to start at the beginning when you first started in 2010. Tell me that story.
Okay, my story started about approximately more than 10 years ago. I started my journey in Pasar Malam. Yeah, I was selling fried frozen durian.
Oh, okay.
This is how I actually get into this durian industry. So at the moment of time, Malaysia don't really fancy about this Musang King or, you know, not really a big fan of durian. Everybody eats durian, but it's not that hot as now. So we also don't know that it could actually, you know, turn into something like this. But at that time, because of surviving, we just started something which is crazy and new. That's why we tried durian in Pasar Malam. Okay. And from there, we venture and we gain a lot of experience and make all the way up to what we have today.
Right. It's amazing. So first of all, when you told me you said fried durian, I've never heard of fried durian.
Oh, yes. Because, you know, when you actually go up to the street and you see there's a lot of fried chimpadao. Fried banana, those kind of
things. Yes.
It's very common, but durian is really, really rare and hard
right?
to get it. So that time we just think of to fry something special.
Okay, so different from chimpadao and your banana, right? So do you still source your durians from Raub?
Yes. Raub is will be the prime choice, the main locations for all the durian investors, all the durian ventures. They will actually go to Raub, will be their main locations to look for. Besides that, there's Penang and Johor as well.
Okay.
But Raub still stands as the best.
As the king, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what's so interesting for me? The China Chinese, when did they develop such a love for durians?
Actually, look at the China history. Durian have been there for quite some time. Especially durian from Thailand.
Yes.
Yeah, so they have been selling there for more than, I think, a few decades, I guess. So durian to them is not anything bizarre or new.
Right.
But it just happened that Malaysia has the best disease, which is called Musang King for now.
Yeah.
So when they tasted Musang King, I could say there is like no way for them to do a bit U-turn to the other species of durian.
Okay.
So thanks to the quality of our own species, so it makes us so fast, rapidly grow.
Right.
You know, good things really spread.
Okay. So no turning back after they've tried Musang King. And you say for now, because, you know, will Thailand and all these people come up with, I'm sure they would have come up with Musang King as well.
Not really, because everything requires technologies and time to mature, especially come to plantation.
Right.
Not as fast as we thought, we think that they can actually, you know, a durian needs about 8 to 10 years time to grow. If they want to come up with a new species or plant Musang King, it really takes a lot of time.
Okay.
So before the time comes, Malaysia, like us, virtual society China, had to do a lot of marketing to really anchor down the name of Malaysia and the name of the species.
Right.
So they know the originality and know the story about the durian.
Okay. So your physical stores, how many stores do you have now?
Currently in Malaysia, we have one, I consider a decent space of store in SS2 right now. In Malaysia, in China, there's a couple of, just a few. What we do most is all online.
I see. So online is a big part of your business right now. What about, you know, durian products like pancakes and mochis? Is that your own or do you outsource it?
No, we do it our own. We have our own factory in Bandar Seri Selangor.
Wow.
Yeah, so we produce our own mochi, own the mooncake.
Yes.
Recently just passed the mooncake.
Yeah, yes.
We do a lot of mooncake. And then all the pancakes that you see on range are mostly produced by ourselves.
Wow, I didn't know there was a whole factory dedicated to durian, right? Now, I want to know, right, how did the pandemic affect your business, whether it's online or offline?
I guess the pandemic not just affect me, but the entire world actually having this kind of crisis.
Right.
So as an entrepreneur, I believe that, you know, you really have to maneuver through the situation.
Mm-hmm.
But thanks to online, we're still surviving.
Mm.
We could do a number of sales through online by selling our frozen pop.
Right.
In the history of Malaysia, Malaysians rarely eat frozen durian.
Okay.
But due to this MCO, frozen durian was selling like hotcake. We broke down a really amazing or unbelievable records of Malaysia eating frozen, those 400 grams,
Musang
King, 400 grams, B24, black thorn.
Right.
If I would buy you frozen durian, I'd say, yeah, no way, I want to have a fresh one. But during pandemic, especially the March 18th, the actual MCO, the sales started to pick up. Besides mask, frozen durian is really picking up.
Right. Because durians have seasons, right? So the other time you'll have to sell other products.
Right.
Okay. No, when is the season though for Musang King?
If the weather or climate is considered normal, it will normally fall on May, June. And then it may be stopped like now, October, September, it starts to stop, and resume, say, around end of November or December, early of December. And lasted all the way to Chinese New Year, February, March, and stop again.
Mm.
And then come back to May, June, and resume back another
season.
There's like two seasons, one big season, one small season.
All right, so the big one is the May, June one, and depends if the weather is really hot. Now, have there been cases when the weather has not been good, and what did you do then?
Oh, yes. If I'm not mistaken, my memory is something like it was like 2016. That was the worst in the history of Malaysia.
Right.
We always say south in Cantonese, which means you couldn't harvest almost anything. And the price was like launching up so badly.
Mm.
That's how you really have to, you know, consider a cash flow on how you actually can acquire as much as durian as you could with that kind of limitation of supply. Your connection has to be good, though, because what we believe in, when your business is related to plantations, it's all depending on the God.
Right.
You see?
Yeah.
So you have to be a good person so that the God will take care of you.
And I guess that's also why you went into other durian products, right? So that, and then the good times, you've got your frozen pulp, so you've got that as backup and other products during that period. So you cannot just depend on fresh durians, right? So you were saying that the pandemic, online it was good. What about, were there any issues in exporting durian out?
Well, thanks to MITI, thanks to Malaysia government, they still allow exporting activity to go on. Anyway, that also generate income to the country.
Mm.
Yes, we still can export. It's just that the entire activities, tend to be longer. The length of the processing tend to be longer because the working personnel is getting lesser.
Mm.
But everything is still normal.
Right.
And back to China side, yes, they still want to have demand, but the demand is not as strong as the usual time before CFO or before the pandemic.
Okay. So with that in mind, right, if you look at your business online, offline, what is doing better?
Recently, yes, online is really helping a lot. Mm. Previously was offline. Back to China, online will be their first choice.
Mm.
China online sales or using internet to do business is a norm thing for them.
Yes.
Even before pandemic.
Right.
Now with the pandemic, it really even bring up to another level.
So if you look at the volume of your business, though, I mean, it would not be as good as last year because of this. I mean, no, everyone's affected.
No, definitely it's not as good as last year.
Right.
We talk about local sales, it really hits us really badly.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Those people who normally come up to the store and have durian, no longer you see them. Look at my place, SSO. If you've been to come to SSO, SSO always packed with cars.
Mm, mm.
You know, getting parking is always a fear for people to come to SSO.
Mm.
But now you can actually park free space with one car.
Okay.
Okay,
that's really scary. Then I might turn up tonight, seeing that there's lots of parking. I want to know a little bit about how you end up working with Alibaba. We'll discuss that in just a moment. I'm here with Leron Yee from DKing. Stay tuned to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Banish feudal mentality. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
You're listening to Open for Business. Good morning. This is Frida Liu. We're talking about something that you either love or hate, and that's durians. Liron Yi from D King, and they've been around for about more than 10 years. One very interesting story was that, you know, you sold nearly 300,000 yuan worth of durian products in 10 minutes, right? Thanks to the internet. And 300,000 yuan is what? What's that in ringgit?
Simple calculation divided by 2.
Oh, okay.
100 over 1,000.
So 100 over 1,000 in 10 minutes, right? And of course, you you were also like working with Alibaba. You met with the CEO of Alibaba, Daniel Zhang, and also Jack Ma, right? How did that happen?
Thanks to Durian as well, this opportunity came through because Malaysia is promoting Musang King, and so happened that Alibaba came. Mr. Jack Ma first. They came up with these promotions or this idea called Malaysia Week. That one entire week, they will promote only Malaysia item.
Right.
And one of the most renowned products that we are proud of now is, of course, Musang King. So with this opportunity, we make our way all the way to Alibaba. And this year, if I'm not mistaken, on June, last year, 2019, June, Malaysia were awarded with 5 pieces of license to export whole durian, frozen whole durian to China. And we were the first 5 companies to acquire that license. Yeah, so we were exporting and Alibaba would like to become the first ever company in China to import Musang King from Malaysia.
Wow.
And
okay.
We are doing enough to be chosen by them to be their first exporter to export frozen durian via flight
right
to China.
Okay, what's really amazing about China as well, right? How they have the KOLs, right, or internet celebrities. How it works is so different from Malaysia, right? And not common here. And this really helped your business, right? How does that work?
Look, one of the biggest advantages they have is 16 billion population.
Right.
The numbers of people there is really massive. So one single KOL to have at least fans of like 10K or 100K is a norm thing. Those famous KOL we are talking about, like 10 million, 20 million followers, that kind of fan base that they have. So a simple product that they actually promote easily account by 10% of people viewing. The number is also very, very amazing. And compared to Malaysia, how often you can see a Malaysian KOL who has, say, 20 to 30 million of followers.
Right.
But in China, those persons who have 10 to 20 million followers, I think a handful or more than that as compared to Malaysia.
But the psychology is very different, right? Even we have a large follower, not a lot of, you know, like people don't just buy just because a celebrity and a KOL talks about it here. So it's quite different, the psychology of, you know, of the Chinese, right?
Yes, because of the competition in China also very, very tight because of the population. Hence, the competition is tight as well. So those KOL who are really quality, they only promote those products that they really think they are good. There are some KOL are being paid to promote.
Right.
Whatever things that you pass it to them, they will just promote. But certain KOL that they have their own principles, they only promote things that they think is good. Then those are the quality KOL that we really want to work for.
Right. Okay.
Yes. So I could say also macam-macam other.
Oh yeah,
China.
So you have to be careful who you work with as well, right? I mean, it's something something that's close to your brand. Besides China, do you export anywhere else?
Oh yes, the furthest we can talk about America, US. Yes, we've been exporting there, but not much to be frank. And then secondly, to East Canada, we go by airplane.
Okay.
Flight.
Wow.
And another one, the active one is Hong Kong, Macau. We ship fresh durian to Hong Kong almost daily.
Right. But it's also been affected by a pandemic.
Surprisingly, Hong Kong, they are keen to have durian. They believe that durian can cure COVID. This is how makes our volume maintain.
Okay.
Not saying increase, but maintaining. Number of durian.
If only it was true, huh?
Yeah, if only it was true, yes. But another thing is like The Hong Kong people say, sick la, sick, then more sick la.
Okay, so if you don't eat now, right, you won't get to eat it again, right? Because you have, might have COVID. Oh, that's so interesting. Yeah. All right. Will you be coming out with new products? I was just looking very interesting, got all sorts of products. What will you be coming out with soon?
Well, now we are not going to develop anything yet until 2021. So we do not have any expansion of product. What we want to do is to survive through this pandemic,
right?
To strengthen whatever we have right now. Maybe a slight repackaging from our existing product, because we found that our mochi, durian mochi, was selling really, really good during this pandemic.
Okay, so these are the things that you find that the different products, if I were to ask you what is the most popular product that is not fresh durian, it'd be the mochi.
Oh, mochi, yes. And now recently for store, we have two new products, which is durian milkshake.
Ah.
Very bizarre that not many.
Okay, okay.
Brander will do it. Another one is we do it chendol in a cup. Normally chendol serve in a bowl, but we put it in a cup and with a lot of durian paste inside.
Right.
Then when you get it through the straw, you can actually have all the santan, durian, everything comes up together.
And it's easy to take away, see, because it's in a cup.
That's the whole point. When people cannot dine in, that's why we come up with something different. So that we can actually work along with other online platforms.
It's just like a little tweak with the products, how the packaging and all that makes the changes. Well, you know, before you did this, right, before you know, what were you doing in your past life?
Past life?
Before 2010.
Oh, before 2010. I started off this company, Deakin, with my partner called Simon. Before that, me and Simon were into some of these direct sales things.
Okay.
And then we opened up a few companies and ended up to a very disastrous result.
Okay.
All right. So that's how we ended up in Pasar Malam and we come all the way back again.
Right. What have you learned about yourself as an entrepreneur, you know, from what you did previously and what you're doing now? What have you learned about yourself?
You know, you really have to love the thing you do. This is almost everybody say it, but to really understand it is you yourself have to do it, and you only know that what makes you really love your job that you are doing right now. So you won't complain that whatever you do right now is actually difficult or tough. Being passionate and being determination, also being said, but truly understand it until you get on end is very important.
Okay. Yes. So
and also because my business started off with my partner. So I always tell people, if you really want to get a partner, really get a partner that you really will love him, that you think you really can work with him. Because I witnessed a lot of businesses come along with partners and end up because of partners as well.
Right.
So really have to do a wild thing every time, every hours, every mile, every forever with that partner so that we can actually go further.
And so you're fortunate, right? I mean, why do you think you and your partner have, you know, worked very well? I mean, like what do you all both bring to the table? One is good at this, one is good at that. Is that it?
This is one of the points. Another thing is communication.
Ah.
Yes, the way you communicate, the way you talk is really important. Understanding each other in this time. Because we've been through a few failures from few companies that we started up back to 10 years ago. So from there, we pick up a lot of experience. So there's no one thing that one click you can be successful or make things good.
Right. Okay. Yes. So how are you planning the rest of the year and 2021?
Hopefully, if I can ever, you know, make it on flight again to fly to China. We actually start to plan to have office in China and Hong Kong. We want to do a big expansion in China to strengthen our logo or brand existence in China.
Right. So China is the space. And then China, of course, is not just, you know, it's not just the tier one cities, it's the tier two and tier three cities, right?
There's a lot of cities in China. Simply, Shanghai is much bigger than Malaysia.
Right, obviously.
Yes. So we are now working closely with Shanghai and Beijing. Hopefully, we will actually expand and strengthen our brand everything in Guangzhou and all the way all the northern part, Shenyang, that kind of places.
Right.
So we are planning to, you know, collaborate deeper with our China partner, because through this pandemic, we also developed much love with them. Those love really come out during hard times.
Yes.
So those who are still with us, you know, in terms of cash for in terms of cash or the product flow, they actually go through with us. Those are the partners that really have to take care,
right,
and work along with. So we like to, you know, deepen our relationship with them. So we might form another kind of a business venture with them in Hong Kong and China.
Okay. I look forward to more of these stories and, you know, trying out all the durian products. You know, all the best. I'm so glad at least, you know, this is the Musang King is making it big around the world. I've been speaking to Leeron Yee from The King. You've been listening to Open for Business, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.